Welcome to Coffee with Curtis, your home for quality business conversation. Hey everyone, I'm Robert Curtis. Today on the program, we have Ellie Spitalnik, CEO of Powtoon. We talk about communication, video, his leadership and the future of work, AI, virtual humans, this one's got it all, as well as his own special ingredient where he talks about a spark of awesomeness. So enjoy the episode. Ellie's a special one. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. This is like a super privilege. I've had you on the like invite list thinking, when shall I ask? When shall I ask? Will he accept? And so I'm delighted that you're here. Welcome.
Yeah, it's actually a privilege for me to be on your show.
This is going to be hard. This is two schmoozers on the same podcast.
Oh, if you say so, if you say so. But nobody can match your energy. You know that.
Well, thank you. So look, first of all, on your screen, it says Ilya Awesomeness. And so I just want to dive in and we can use this as the segue to your background. Ilya, I call you Ellie. Just tell our listeners a little bit about you, your background, and then we'll dive into some really cool topics.
Okay, so the story goes somewhat like this. This is the origin story. Born as Ilya in the furthest regions of the Soviet Union. No, not actually. I was born in Leningrad, which is the Venice of the East, you know. And we left Russia when I was very young, and I grew up in Berlin, of all places. Very, very interesting place. I was there when the wall came down, and actually I grew up as a Berliner. I speak German with a pronounced Berlin accent.
Okay? Wow.
and then at the age of 12, my parents sent me to a school in England, of all places. And I grew up they wanted to turn me into a British gentleman, and they failed, but they did get something, you know, like, you know how they say shoot for the stars, or shoot for the moon and land on the stars, you know, something like that might have happened. I don't know, but that's kind of where I come from. That gives you a little bit of background. And over the years, the name Ilya was shortened to Ellie. It's as simple as that.
As simple as that. Well, we love you, whatever you're called. And I want to dive into that amazing brain of yours and talk about some great topics today, all around communication, around your business that we'll get to, Powtoon, which is a true rocket ship in every sense of the word, and you're doing incredible things there. But I want to kick off with what communication means to you. We're on a podcast, you know, this is another form of communication, but I think this is sort of like an overarching theme of what you're doing in your business. And I think it'd be a nice place to start of getting a little bit of your own philosophy around communication.
Okay, so communication actually happens to be the main, you know, the main subject matter that I've spent the last easily 10 years studying, but really probably the last 20 years. And I don't know if you know this, I don't know if this will mean something to you, but there's something called the 7-38-55 rule on communication. In 1967, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Albert Mehrabian did a study to determine what parts of communication actually land, and like which parts are the sound, audible, you know, like basically the spoken word, which parts are, let's call it, body language, and which parts are voice and tone, okay? And it breaks down into 7% is spoken words of all of our communication, 38% is voice and tone, and 55% is body language, or it's what we refer to as visual communication in my world, okay? So now picture this, you and me, we're speaking. Now, on Zoom, you might be seeing a portion of my body language, okay? But in reality, that 55% of visual communication is essentially lost. The voice and tone, you get, you know, to a great degree. But just picture this. 55% of what I'm trying to convey to you is lost. Maybe not entirely lost, but to a great degree. Now imagine two people speaking with each other, not seeing each other, right? There's no body language involved. Can you imagine how many misunderstandings that leads to? And now imagine we've had a year of that. We've had a year of Zoom calls, of people not really meeting, of all of that. And it has taken its toll on the corporate sphere, without a shadow of doubt. At first we thought, oh, how great, you know, we've got Zoom to save us. But now, you know, a year on, a year plus on, we're starting to understand, OMG, there's something really missing in our communication.
I agree with you. And obviously we've managed, but there is something, whether it's chemistry or some other element, like you're saying, that 55% is the game changer in so many situations, because it's the trust that we build between each other that fills in between the work. The work is the skeleton, but the flesh that we build around it is that communication that happens, like you're saying, in a visual, body language motivated way.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we have this principle, and by the way, this is just like from our own internal use, we have a thing called visual baseline that we use, knowing that when you go into a meeting where you, let's say, a Zoom meeting where the only tools that you have at your disposal is, so to speak, that 7% words and possibly the 38% tone and voice, which I can't even guarantee. We always make sure that you have an image, a visual to show in order to explain where you're going. You know, when you ask me about communication, the one thing that I always tell everybody, especially inside of my company, anybody I mentor and everything, it's about framing. You need to frame the situation. You need to frame what you're going to talk about. There's so many ways of delivering a message, but unless you frame it correctly beforehand, you know, people will understand whatever they decide to understand. If you manage to visually baseline them to at least, let's call it, you know, the beginning point of where you want them to start from, right? Then maybe your words and maybe what you're saying makes more sense to them.
Look, can you imagine trying to do, I think companies are doing this and they're finding that it's difficult to communicate this way when you've got Zoom and Room, which is a very difficult thing to do. So you've got some people on Zoom in a meeting, and the same meeting, there are people who are sitting in a room together conversing with the people who are on Zoom. It can't work. And I think there's got to be a separation. You've got to either have everyone on Zoom or everyone in the room.
That's right. I mean, you know, basically the hybrid, you know, the hybrid element of work is now bringing in completely new challenges. If you're entirely remote, okay, so you build an entirely remote culture. If you're all in the office, you can actually build, you know, like a cultural phenomenon around your brand and your office. But if you're distributed, you don't know whether this person is going to come in today and maybe not tomorrow. And if you don't coordinate this really well, you've got a whole different problem on your hands. And in fact, you know, with the whole hybrid and with everything that happened last year, a lot of people are making new life choices. People do not want to work from the office anymore. And they do not want to work from the office full time. You know, like parts of the of their decision-making process is, guys, how many days are you in the office and how many days are you at home? So if you ask, well, would you like to work from home, you know, full time? No, not really. Why not? Because, you know, you do want that human contact and so on. You want that, what we call that water cooler moment, You want the moment of serendipity where you bump into somebody and have this opportunity to chat. But at the same time, you want to spend 2 days extra at home with your kids or whatever it might be. So now all of a sudden you have to make brand new choices about your place of work, about all of these things. It's and it is causing a whole new shift in employment. You know, like people are moving companies, they're becoming service providers, that things are happening. This is a really exciting year. And for companies, it's a huge problem of how to maintain like the culture that you would want to maintain inside of an organization. I'm sorry if all of this stuff is a bit boring to you, but it's the kind of stuff that I face every day.
No, look, it's what everybody is talking about. And people in your position, you know, CEOs of companies that are growing rapidly, this is a huge issue, because on the one hand, you've got the war for talent, because you're always wanting the best people. And you've got people coming into the market saying, come work for us. You can work on a beach in the middle of nowhere. We don't care. And then you've got others who are saying, no, we want you in the office. And then there's the hybrid version. I personally think what people want is not hybrid or remote or home or office. They want flexibility. We don't want this game of, you know, I've got my kids' show and I don't know how I'm going to take off the morning off work without taking a day off work. We just want flexibility. And if that's built into the system, I think then everybody will be on the same page.
And so we have a policy of just integrity. Like our policy is built on integrity. Guys, we trust you. You know, you do what you feel is right. There are moments when we need you in the office, obviously. Because, you know, sometimes you have to manufacture that moment of serendipity that I was talking about, the water cooler moment. But in principle, if we can trust you, then, you know, it's one of the values that we actually hire for. One of the criteria that we hire for is integrity, somebody who will not, you know, pretend to do something while they're not doing something else, you know?
So look, Ellie, let's go on to talk about Powtoon. Now, I first came across Powtoon probably around 6 years ago, and you were advertising for a head of sales. And I saw this come up and I was like, I'm going to apply. This looks like an incredible company, incredible CEO. And I said, I'm going to apply for that job with a Powtoon. I'd never used it before. I come onto the website, I make a Powtoon about me, I send it to you, and boom, history was different. It wasn't meant to be at that stage, but that's the first time I ever encountered Powtoon. And I just remember thinking, this is so easy, and what a forum, what a medium. Tell us about Powtoon. What was the vision for it, and what's its raison d'etre? What's the why underneath?
So let me first frame for your listeners exactly what we're talking about here. A Powtoon is a short form video. It can be an animated video, or it can be a face to camera video with overlays, things like that. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to make, let's call it video creation, as easy as PowerPoint or slides. Okay, that's essentially it. So that it becomes a real option for you to communicate in a way that is relevant to today's market. You know, 80%, I mean, that's actually last year's figures, 80% of internet traffic, I think 83% is video today, right? So we really want to experience in the work environment the same thing that we see, you know, at home. At home, you're watching Netflix, at home, you're on YouTube, kids are on Twitch, you know, on TikTok. It's all video based. Now, the reality is that there is a reason why people are watching video. And the reason is really simple. It's engaging. You have to think about what you're doing, and you have to impart, let's call it your wisdom, in the shortest, sharpest possible way that you possibly can, right? So how do we, as Powtoon, allow you to do that? The very first step is we try and give you a platform that allows you to create something that's eye-catching, that kind of where you can translate your thoughts into visuals very easily with drag and drop simplicity. That's kind of it, you know, what we're trying to do these days. Where it all started was, it started with, really, I was struggling at the time to explain really, really complicated concepts in an easy way, right? This is going back 9-10 years now. We didn't have anything like Powtoon at the time. The only thing you could do at the time was create a really great PowerPoint. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if you could just, you know, basically, if I had something which was just a tiny little bit more than PowerPoint, but that would allow me to create those cool videos that, well, let me check, how much does it cost to make one of these videos? And at the time I checked, and the cost for creating one of these animated 90-second clips was just astronomical. It was in the tens of thousands of dollars, right? Like, you could, of course, you could find something that would cost you $5,000-$6,000, but because everything needed to be handmade, so to speak, they were really super expensive. And I thought to myself, how great would it be if we could have a platform where you can just drag and drop these things and it does all of that. You have full creative capability. It's like a mini studio in your hands, right? You become Warner Brothers or Disney, right? And I couldn't execute on that at the time because it was just an idea. I have about, I don't know, maybe 60 such ideas a day, right?
Skip over that. You have 60 Powtoon style ideas a day. Your mind must be going all day.
All day. I happen to see the world slightly differently than other people. I see it in terms of target markets. I see the world of people, you like, for example, Harley Davidson riders, okay? Or people who love eating hamburgers, you know, like in terms of target groups. And in this particular case, I had a target group that I myself belonged to. That target group happened to be, let's call them internet marketers, or, you know, the influencers of the day, you know, 9-10 years ago. And we had a very specific pain. And that pain was, you know, to be able to create these things. These short clips, right, that would otherwise set me back $10,000-$15,000.
But you sensed a trend way before it became the trend. So you were probably like 3 or 4 years just ahead of when video became a thing.
We were the disruptor in that particular field at the time. But you know what? Being the disruptor doesn't mean that you can, you know, Yahoo was a disruptor too. And, you know, where are they now, so to speak, you know? There are AOL Online. It was a disruptor. Where are they now? You know, being a disruptor, being the first to market, meaningless. That's, you know, before we started the recording, I was saying to you that there is a challenge to make your first sale. There is a challenge to make your million, first $1 million, first 5 million, first 10 million, 20, 100. There's a challenge that you need to grow with every single time. Right. So, but just coming back to the origin story of Powtoon, because I wasn't able to execute on the vision, just because I wanted this, like I said, you know, I have 60 things that I want today. Right? Just because doesn't mean that I can actually execute, because the next thing that you need is actually a team that can execute on a vision. Right. And so I was missing that. I was missing that team until a few weeks. I think it was a few weeks or maybe even a few months later. My co-founder, Danny Zatoransky, came to me and he told me about his vision or his view of opening a studio to create short animated videos. He wanted to create, he had this amazing guy, amazing designer and artist, who had worked with MTV and had created all of these amazing, you know, moving images and stuff like that. And they were going to open a studio meaning that he was going to go and drum up business, and his artist friend would, you know, then create the videos in the old style. And I, my first reaction to that was, but that's not scalable. You know, what are you going to do? Do 10 of these a year, a month? You know, you're restricting yourself. How about, you know, I have this amazing product that's sitting on my, I have this shelf, which is called, you know, someone will surely create this product soon shelf.
Everyone's right? running to see if that shelf really exists. We want to see the shelf, Ellie.
Right, right. And I took this product off the shelf because I couldn't execute it months before that. And now I said, tell me, do you think we could, how would you feel about us kind of downloading, you know, the skill and abilities of Oren, you know, who was the third part of this, you know, founding team. How can we download that skill into this product and give it to the rest of the world? And, you know, and that's kind of how Paltoon was born.
I think there's two really insightful things about what you've said. First of all, you know, the power of animation and cartoon, you know, even if you think, and I think back to my own childhood, of, and I still remember those cartoons, you know, whether it's Popeye or, you know, they stay ingrained in your memory, actually, much more than perhaps even movie moments with real people in them. You know, we work with a company in the US that is teaching maths through song. And again, you can probably sing the lyrics to many songs that you learned 30 years ago, but they're still in your brain. There's a part of your brain that remembers this stuff and is a learning process that you can't get in any other way. And I think you're tapping into that whole world of learning through the tools that actually stay in your head. But I think you also tap into, I think you're probably a master of psychology is what I'm sensing, is video is an incredible format. Probably 5% of people are happy, like you and I, to actually be personally on a video without cringing. But 95% of the population are like, don't put me in front of a camera. And if you do, I'm going to cringe and collapse. If I can be myself through a different format and get my message across, you've tapped into the psychology that is Paltoon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing is that, you know, certainly over time we've moved on from just giving you the ability to create animated things. But at the end of the day, there is what you just spoke about, you know, tapping into the emotions of your youth. This is such a powerful secret that the fewest of us know. And that is that when you're, let's say I'm conveying quite a complex piece of, you know, information to you, but I'm putting it in doodles and I'm putting it in whiteboard and I'm putting some animated features on there. What's happening is that I'm tapping into your experiences with animation from your youth. And all of a sudden you become that little, like there's an element of that little child who goes, oh, this is harmless. This is good. And I guess your brain relaxes to a certain degree for you to absorb information in a completely different way. That's why we love, you know, that's why essentially we love these short animated clips that we see on the web. That's why every startup is using them. That's why every how-to video is moving in that direction, you know, because they are just a really powerful way of relaxing you and imparting information.
I think it comes back to the delivery mechanism. And, you know, I think of my kids. I've got two kids that have got, you know, quite bad ADHD and learning issues. And the minute they do learning through visual media, game changer. And the classroom setting is all about a person speaking at the front of the class, and you're hoping that the rest of the children are actually absorbing this through their ears and processing it.
Right. But
we're seeing, you know, kids today learn in a very different way. We're seeing a rise of these types of, you know, disabilities in learning, and we've got to shift to the things that we know that actually make an impact in the brain.
That's right. Like, you know, like, the Zoom, let's call it the Zoom learning era, right, during COVID. For some people, it was an absolute, for some kids, it was an absolute disaster. Some kids, you know, they took to it like a fish to water. But others, I mean, I heard stories that kids just stopped doing it because they couldn't even sit through a lesson with the teacher. It's just like, you know, it's not like watching TV, you know, it's like watching a face. It's like, is it, you know, that's why one of the things that we provide is that if you've got a face to camera video, you know, you import it into Powtoon and you overlay it with, you know, a light bulb that comes up over your head, or you bring the text in from the left or from the right when it's appropriate. And all of a sudden you're turning, I don't want to call it a static video because a video is not static by its very nature, but all of a sudden you're turning a pretty static piece of information into something that's very dynamic, and you're wondering what will happen next. And we know what open loops do. Like this, what will happen next is actually the thing that feeds your curiosity and your interest. It's a really powerful thing if you can make use of it.
What do you see in terms of use of Powtoon? Obviously, you know, individual users can come on and use it, but that's not your core market. Your core market is working across, you know, key verticals. What are the applications of Powtoon?
So this is what we're seeing and what we've been seeing over the last few years. I mean, basically, it's the use of Powtoon and, you know, and short, let's call it videos in the enterprise and in the workspace. Okay, so I don't need to say learning and development. These areas are very clear. But corporate communications and information between, like, you know, sales enablement. Everybody wants to put their message into something attractive and interesting. And, you know, and something that is what I refer to as era appropriate. You know, like there are times, there were times when email was the thing of the day. You know, now you only use email for three sentence mails max. You know, there's horses for courses. There's tools for situations. You know, we've got Slack, we've got Teams, we've got this, we've got that, and everything is appropriate to a certain situation. Now, video communication, like Zoom, for example, is appropriate to a certain situation. There are certain places and times when nothing will beat a 45-second kind of short, sharp piece of content. You know, that's why we're seeing things like that in marketing, you know, on Facebook, in Insta. All, you know, these are all very short form ads because they work really well. They allow you to absorb just the right amount of information to build that curiosity to move to the next stage. And that's really, we need to understand from a psychological standpoint the way a person's mind works. And it always works in the same way. First, you need to build curiosity. You know, like, as we say, awareness first, you know, then curiosity, then, you know, you move them up the line into interest, right? Desire and action. You know, that's what it is in every time.
I think what you're trying to do and what you're conveying in your message there all comes back to this attention hacker requirement to grab the attention of people where we're all being bombarded. And, you know, even if we just isolate our work world, the messages, the emails, the process, the meeting, we've got to grab people's attention to make an impact and to deliver our communication, deliver our objectives so that the business or the organization moves the needle. And this is everyone screaming for attention. And how do you stand out above the others?
Right, that's it. You know, like I said, it's, you know, different times call for different things. Like I said, it starts with attention. Once I have your attention, I need to turn that attention into an interest. Once I have your interest, I need to turn that interest into a desire. And then I can, you know, talk to you about the actions that we need to take. But that's essentially the process in almost every situation.
So look, looking at Powtoon's, I guess, future, and you know, you don't have to share your product roadmap with me here on the podcast, but certainly I think we're seeing a huge rise in this world of virtual humans. We're working with a company in this space, this AI virtual human solution, where we can create bots, people that look and feel like us, that can be almost sensitive, intelligent to some extent. Do you see that as something that could be really interesting within this world of, you know, video communication with regard to Powtoon?
There's two aspects to this. One is the pure AI aspect of it, and the other one is, you know, let's say having an avatar that speaks for you on inside of a video. But let's talk about the AI aspect of it. We have a secret project in Powtoon, and I never talked about it. It's a project that you know, our chief design officer and myself have kept under wraps for many years. It's called Project Unicorn.
I feel like we're getting a big scoop here on Coffee with Curtis.
It's called Project Unicorn. And the idea, it was born many, many years ago, but the idea was like this. You know, we asked ourselves, if we really want to make it as easy as, let's call it PowerPoint, to make a video, any kind of video, then why make it as difficult as PowerPoint? Why even, like, you may want to make it as easy as PowerPoint. Why see it as easy? The reality, I always say like this, a user who arrives at Powtoon wants the following. He wants me to read his mind or her mind. He wants me to take whatever it is that the problem they're facing, so to speak, write it down in a short script, edit that script down to a 90 second or 60 second clip, then add humor, then add, you know, the most fascinating visuals that you can get, and then press a button and it just spews out that thing that they could have never even imagined themselves, so to speak, right? Like a unicorn of a video. So you want me to read your mind, you want me to translate that into a script, you want me to improve and perfect that script, then you want me to edit it down, you want me then to create the most incredible video around it, and then at the click of a button, so to speak, you hand it over to me, right? That's what people really want. They don't want to do things. They just want the silver bullet, as we call it, right? So in light of that, like, that's basically what we're pursuing. We are pursuing a day when you will arrive at Powtoon and, you know, I will ask you three or four questions and you will say, yeah, you know what, Powtoon, I'm picturing a scene of a man walking on the beach, his footprints are slowly wiped away by the water, you know, blah, blah, blah. You basically speak it into existence and we give it to you at the end, improved with humor on top of it and a soundtrack to boot. Do you see what I mean?
I feel like we're going back to the start of the Bible here, the start of the Old Testament, speaking creation into existence.
Wow! I don't have aspirations like that, but you know, you make that association. But you know, so from an AI perspective, I think we're not that far away from that moment. So AI, incredibly important, absolutely game changer in every part of our life. I think there's going to be a tipping point when, like, at the moment, AI is still, you know, in certain domains, and it's not really kind of encroaching on every part of our life. But I think within a short time, you're going to see it everywhere, you know, because that's just progress. Now, with regards to having avatars that feel, and then just imagine, you know, the vision that I just laid out for you. That is one of those, you know, I picture a lady with blonde hair or with dark hair, you know, she has a sunburned nose, la la la. That's the type of thing that your colleagues, your friends, that company that you were speaking to could maybe generate for Project Unicorn in that context.
Love it. That's so interesting. I love the idea of seeing myself become an avatar that could then be interacted with a Powtoon AI solution. So I could basically just dream a video into existence and I don't even have to personally be on it. I love it. I can't wait. Now, we're running out of time rapidly. And so I want to focus on you as a leader, Ellie, because, you know, I've had the privilege of seeing you in action. I've seen you in your office. I've seen how your team interact with you. I've even seen some of your Powtoons that you've publicly shared on, you know, employee comms and internal comms and how you work with your team. What's your leadership philosophy? What is the style that you deploy within the company?
So, you know, I like to tell this story a lot because it really says everything, right? Many years ago, I went to my mentor and I said to him, you know, what should I do next? You know, I was in between gigs, as they say. And I said, what should I do next? And he answered me, you know what, Ellie, I don't really know what you should do next, but I know one thing. And that is, if you have the opportunity to become a bank teller, right? A bank teller. And you can be the guy on the left side who essentially sits there, waits for clientele who bring in money, and then you write down the amount in the ledger and then you deposit it in their account, right? Or you can be the guy on the right side of him who basically comes in, they cash a check and you're handing out money, yeah? You're giving out money all day long. Make sure to be on the giving side because you become what you do. You become what you do, so make sure to be a giver, okay? And that moment, literally that moment changed my life because I knew that whatever it is that I was going to do was going to be all smiles and unicorns, all smiles and unicorns. And so the ethos of Powtoon is we bring a spark of awesomeness to your day, right? We bring a spark of awesomeness to your day. Now, why a spark of awesomeness and why to your day and not we make your life awesome? Because I can't commit to making your life awesome, but I can commit to bringing a smile to your face, a spark to your day. So everything in Powtoon, everything, everyone, the way we interact with our customers, the customer success and support team are drilled on this. We do not argue. When somebody wants a refund, we give them a refund. If you suspect, you know, something fishy, I don't care. We go all the way on that. Like, and that's kind of I touched on it earlier. The leadership style is integrity. Like, if you bought something from me and you're not happy about it and it's way past the warranty, you know what? I don't want you to be unhappy. Does that make sense? By the way, not everybody loves that. You know, like it hurts the bottom line. But I don't really care because it's the ethos. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. And you know what's funny? I was speaking about this with Simon, my partner, last week, that we want to have this philosophy of whether we work with a client for a day or a year, we want to leave them way better than the way that we found them. But what you're saying, I love even more because it's a whole nother level. It's that spark and that energy of, like you say, awesomeness that really gets inside them, that it's a culture, it's a philosophy.
It is a culture. And when somebody comes in, I give them, I tell them the Guardians of Awesomeness speech. Now, if you want, like, if we have a few seconds, I can tell you the Guardians of Awesomeness speech. It's kind of reserved for the Powtoon staff, but it's centered around the idea that, you know, we essentially have an awesome responsibility in the world. That's what it's centered around. You know, we have we are the guys who bring a spark of awesomeness to your day. And that might be in our UX, in our user experience. It might be in the way that we speak with a service provider. It might be the way that we answer an email. It might be the way that, you know, the way we thank somebody. That's the theory here, you know? Now, in practice, you know, that might not always work, but it's certainly the ethos.
Yeah, but we want to aspire to where we want to be, not just stay where we are. Yeah. Running out of time, as I say, last question for you, Ellie. You're coming up to your 10-year anniversary of Powtoon, and obviously it's an incredible journey so far, but there's a lot still to do. What's the vision for Powtoon in the short and medium term?
So, look, the vision and the dream is obviously that we bring a new way of communicating, visual communication, yeah, into the enterprise and into the business world. Like, we bring that spark of awesomeness by empowering everyone to be relevant, to be, you know, time appropriate. Like I said, you know, you can be trying, you can be sending a 3-page email and nobody's going to read that today, right? So what are you going to do otherwise, you know? So we want to provide the skill set to the corporate world of creating visual communications. And that's essentially what the next, let's call it, the next 10 years are going to be about. Powtoon, the visual communication platform for the enterprise and beyond. I hope that kind of makes sense. And it allows you to create anything. It can be animated videos, it can be face to camera videos, it can be, you know, screen recordings. We just brought out our new product called Powtoon Capture, which is really such an amazing product. It allows you to basically do anything that you can do with any screen recording tool, but then you can just click on a button and it appears inside of Powtoon, and you can overlay it with these, you know, with everything, with the light bulbs and the text coming in and everything like that, you know, inside of Powtoon, and everything else that you can think of, animated GIFs and so on.
Wow, an awesome challenge, as you might say yourself. Ellie Spytalnik, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on Coffee with Curtis. You've definitely brought a spark to my day, and I just enjoy watching what you're doing, learning from you, and it's just a pleasure to be able to know you. So thanks so much for being on the show.
The pleasure is absolutely mutual. And thanks. I enjoy watching you the same. And I love what you guys are doing, and I love watching your journey. You're doing amazing, and I'm here for you anytime.
Thanks so much, Ellie Spytalnik.
All the best.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I've got some great future guests lined up, so please remember to follow and subscribe to the channel wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.